This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
It's a seven-day positivity rate in El Paso County, nearly 31%. That rate up by over 5% from just the first of the year. Now, for comparison, during the stay-at-home order at the start of the pandemic in the spring of 2020, we are seeing positivity rates peaking around 20%. Pueblo County's currently seven-day average has reached 25%. That's a big jump from just under 4% about a month ago. However, the hospitalizations have stayed steady.
Pueblo County's current seven-day COVID-19 positivity rate for the city, as mentioned, is 25%. The county's health director, Randy Evett, said that local hospitalizations have remained consistent over the past several weeks. That's because of the specific outcomes of the Omicron variant.
The other variants, we saw a more consistent sort of slope with that increase. So that's a good sign for us. There's just so many more numbers of people infected that just by a pure numbers, we're going to see people hospitalized. You know, it's not going to affect everybody the same way, but it will be severe for some.
Pueblo's Parkview Medical Center currently under contingency standards as the hospital due to the influx of patients along with a staffing shortage. Reason Braden with Parkview says that the change means that vaccinated and boosted healthcare workers will be allowed to treat patients despite COVID-19 exposure.
But if you're vaccinated with no booster, it's considered the same as unvaccinated. And so we still don't have work restrictions, but you must have a COVID test on day one, day two, day three, and one of the days 5 through 7. And of course, they all must be negative for you to stay at work.
Braden says the hospital system does have enough staff to care for COVID patients, despite firing dozens of workers back in November of last year due to violations of the statewide vaccine mandate for healthcare workers.
The state is still catching up on reporting COVID case numbers after a computer glitch that was discovered last week led to the cases being underreported. El Paso County credited with nearly 3,000 additional cases in the most recent data update, along with 2 new deaths. Pueblo County reporting 569 new cases and 11 deaths. Teller County with 46 new posts of COVID cases and 1 additional death. In Fremont County, 73 new cases were reported.
King Soopers employees in the Denver metro area expected to picket outside of stores beginning today. The president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7, Kim Cordova, says the union not considering the most recent offer from the grocery chain, which will result in that strike beginning. King Soopers called yesterday's offer its last best and final offer, which Cordova says is worse than previous offers.
We will either have to cut benefits or raise the co-premiums and deductibles. Any wage increase you see on the table will be wiped.
Colorado Springs store employees will not participate in the planned strike at this time.
Colorado Springs fire crews were on the scene of an early morning grass fire between downtown and the interstate. CSFD says they believe it was a campfire that got out of control. It was in an area south of the Springs Rescue Mission that typically sees a number of homeless. No buildings were impacted, although fire crews did have to work quickly to keep the fire from spreading. Colorado Springs police have made an arrest after an armed suspect assaulted a customer at a fast food restaurant during a lunch rush yesterday. Police called to the restaurant near I-25 and Garden of the Gods just after noon Tuesday afternoon. The suspect had left the scene by the time crews got there. Investigators say that as the suspect left, that suspect tried shooting at the restaurant, but the gun failed. 31-year-old Terrence Hutchins was arrested after a separate incident near North Nevada and Fontanero. He's facing attempted first-degree assault, menacing, and weapons charges.
A man with ties to several Colorado Springs schools have been charged with sexual assault on a child. The news broke out last night after parents in Academy School District 20 were emailed about his arrest. The jail records say that Justin Woodworth, set to appear in court tomorrow, currently being held on $40,000 bond. Academy School District 20 said that Woodworth was a contracted food service employee who worked in the cafeteria and delivered meals to Aspen Valley Campus, New Summit Charter School, Timberview Middle School, Chinook Trail Elementary, and Briargate Preschool. He is no longer any of those campuses. It's not known at this time if the alleged victim was a student or not.
Partly cloudy skies, mild temperatures ahead for your Wednesday afternoon. We've got 58 degrees in Colorado Springs, 61 in Pueblo. We'll see a few clouds as we head overnight. Once again, chilly morning starts in the mid and upper 20s. Sunny to partly cloudy for your Thursday afternoon. The warmest day with highs in the low 60s, Colorado Springs, 64 in Pueblo. A chance for snow showers by Friday evening. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.